Well, today, during business hours, welcome. Hit the like, comment, subscribe. Let us know in the bottom if you've watched us before. If you're new, we enjoy having new guests here. Just listen on. Enjoy. It's during business hours. Grab yourself a drink. Alcoholic preferred, non-alcoholic okay.
Yeah, that guy who was in here earlier had a good point.
What?
We should do a taste test.
Yeah, we should, except that would be a separate channel called Whiskey During Business Hours. Or Alcoholism.
Alcoholism. Drinking during business hours.
Yeah. DD business hours. Technically, it's after hours. It's like 5:47.
Yeah. So during business hours, after hours edition.
After hours DBH. That'd be funny. Could you imagine? Make a separate Instagram channel just for drinking during business hours.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine. No, the thing I was talking about earlier, you know my current situation with the businesses I hold in Sacramento, the businesses I hold here. There's an offer was made quite long ago by another business owner in this town. We've talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
To basically rent out their business and offer the services they offer plus what I offer under the name of theirs. I believe the offer was $1,400 to $1,900 a month, somewhere around there. And the idea was basically take over their shops and pay their minimum monthly dues. I was like, well, that's an idea, but we already have this location less than a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I buy another location to do the same thing and compete with myself? We like to collaborate. You'll make money, I'll make money. Why don't you send things my way? I send things your way. Bada bing, bada bang. Well, it's probably been a year since we started collaborating, and it's been fine. I've garnered probably $6,000 or $7,000 in extra business just here and there. And the more I deal with this person, the more I see they're not happy with what they're doing. You know, mm-hmm. They don't seem to be engaged in making the moves they want to make. I think they just want out. And sometimes it's very apparent that they don't like what they do. So I like what I do. I just get frustrated at crazy people sometimes.
Right.
Such as.
And that's why we're here.
Yeah. That's the whole point I started this. So I can tell you about people like the water damage guy. He came in, said, hey, you fixed this a couple of weeks ago. And I have a problem with it. What problem, you may ask? We crack it open and it's got liquid in there. I don't know what type of liquid. I'm not telling you how to live your life, but it was sticky. Cool. I'm assuming it's grease of some sort. He said he worked in automotive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's really grease.
Oh, that one that Seth had?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently, this guy yells at Seth, berates him.
Yeah.
To the point where you were here?
Yeah.
To the point where Seth almost thought about quitting. It was that bad. I understand first times can be the last time for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy to think that the guy left it here for a week, torn down and open to where it could have dried, you know, sitting on the table. Take our word for it. It was liquid damage when he brought it in. And now it's just corroded. Won't turn on because you didn't give us an answer for a week, week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We're the bad guys.
But Seth handled it like a pro.
Like a pro?
Yeah.
When he was describing it to me, it didn't sound very pro-ish.
Well, it was more professional in person when he started raising his voice. When the other guy started raising his voice, he was like, all right, well, you know, if you're going to be like that, then you don't need to come back.
That was it?
I'm sure there was more said. I was like in and out of the conversation because I was like, well, Seth's got it handled. Like if it starts to get physical, then I'll probably step in.
Yeah.
But Seth was just like, he was like, yeah, if you're going to keep on talking like that, you can leave.
Yeah. And it's crazy to think that the guy was so angry that there's no physical liquid in the device now. Like it's not a watery substance now.
Mm-hmm.
After a week of leaving it torn down, it could have dried. Well, look, there's still corrosion on the board. There's still signs of liquid damage. It still needs to be cleaned. There's an evaluation that needs to happen. If you don't want it to happen, that's a problem. So Seth being, you know, the nice guy Seth is, got him to leave. He didn't get any one star, luckily. But I'm assuming he went somewhere else, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was ironic that, you know, I was dealing with another store that was talking about a customer that was irate about something. And he was just like, yeah, I'm done with this. Done with this. I hate people like this. I'm like, you're the business owner. You should know how to maneuver angry people. That's right. The one thing I think I'm good at. You come in mad, you leave glad. Ziploc. But it's most of the time I can talk people down from their angry fences, their angry posts. Like a guy came in earlier with that broken screen, was like, oh no, this is needs to be handled now. And he left paying for a battery and touring the studio. So.
Yeah.
He seemed like he was angry at first. I don't know if he was actually angry, but.
Sometimes it's just like.
The demeanor, you know, some people walk in where they're like, I need a solution to a problem that's your problem. They assume it's something we did.
Eventually, they either come to the conclusion of, like, I'm angry at the problem, not the people that are working on it. And then they realize it and start to become a little bit well-mannered.
Yeah.
Or it gets to the point where you're like, all right, if you're going to keep acting like that, then you can come back later or not at all.
Yeah. Most of the time I'll have people come back and, hey, you want to leave, calm down, well, I'll take a look at it and come back later. But the way the other store was talking about it was like, no, this is the final straw. This is it. We're closing up shop. I'm like, what happened? Apparently it was something as small as he fixed something 3 months ago for somebody. Guy wasn't happy. It broke again. The quality was in question. I would have just discounted the repair. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Discount the repair. Boom. We had a PlayStation 4 that came in 2 days ago, and then we got it torn down yesterday because it had to spend a day in the bag to kill all the cockroaches, and it was so bad that that bag was like almost like it multiplied. So from there, it goes from like the multiply to running through the ultrasonic all day yesterday, still didn't clean it half the day today. Now he's rushing to install it because the customer's here. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a little harder. Like he's nervous about it, trying to get that done. What I was talking about, basically after that customer, he calls me and says, hey, there's something you've worked on for my customer that is having an issue 4 months later. Okay. Give me a date. Give me a name. Give me some type of transaction to put towards this interaction. Well, I don't know. Okay. How do you not know this customer came in at this date? Well, he's like, I know what they spent. $470. I think we did a battery and a charge port. You charged your customer $470 for a battery and a charge port on a MacBook from 2012?
God, it does seem like...
It's crazy. Like, it's astronomical numbers for what my California store would have charged, like, $150. Mm-hmm. I would have charged $130 because we undercut my California stores out here. Yeah, that's what we do. I charge lower prices in rural areas because everyone else charges double what I charge. Mm-hmm. And I'm busy. They're open 3 hours a day. Fun times.
Right.
The problem being that I have no information about what was repaired on this because I don't keep invoices for individual tracks like that. I give them a set price and a combination. Here's what it is. His job is to know what was done to this and sold to the customer. Well, he's upset. He's called me 6 times in 2 days. He dropped it off midday yesterday, said, hey, I need it fixed. I was like, is it a rush? No, it's not a rush. I don't want to pay the rush fee. Okay, well, then just wait. I'll give you a call. I'm testing it today. He texted me. I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it today. Well, I need the charger for it because he didn't bring the charger. So I sent Seth to grab the charger while I was grabbing distilled water. Text me again after I get the charger. The moment I get the charger, got an answer. An hour later. Got an answer? Hey, just checking in. Got an answer? No, I don't have an answer. I have it charging. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get some power to the battery. I got a fan spin on it. I'm going to test the bus, find out what's going on with it, and then I'll let you know. If you want, and I really wanted to say this to him, if you want, I will just pack it back up and charge my $40 diagnostic fee. But I didn't. I was like, well, if you absolutely need it today, you don't want to fix it, fine. Just charge you the fee. Done. He's like, what fee? Oh, diagnostic fee. I always charge. I've never gotten charged a diagnostic fee. I'm like, well, you should definitely check your records.
Right. Because
anything you don't proceed with a repair, which has been like twice, mm-hmm. I charge you a $40 fee.
You should have been like, Oh, did I not charge you for those?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
since you're so heavy on records.
Yeah.
You know, surprisingly.
Let me send you a few invoices.
But I couldn't imagine if I would have taken that place over because they, we talked about it before, they changed the lookout of their inventory and their showcase. Now they actually have a showcase and a showroom, mm-hmm. which is great. So I'm glad they're busy. They do more install stuff than they do repair-based, you know, repairs in-house, which is, to me, I think the bigger jobs, even if you're getting $10,000, $15,000 for a job, the overhead on that and the licensing, the insurance has got to take a hit. There has to be a big cost to that.
Right.
So I wonder sometimes if I
was only way to find out.
Being like a stereo installer, you know, or a home audio installer.
Yeah.
It'd be weird.
Why not ask him?
Well, no, I've asked him how much he charges. Well, he did two televisions for the R5 or whatever, mm-hmm. and he charged him like $3,000. Televisions, cabling, put them up on the wall. I can only assume that those are like $200 TVs.
Right.
So it's got to be good margins on stuff like that. But when you're doing like security system installs 30 feet up in the air, you got to have right. that installer gets paid really good. And he's got a guy who works for him that's a really funny nutcase. But he's been with him for so long, it's just hilarious. Mm-hmm. So deals like that can always be iffy.
I'm sure they've got something worked out where the cost of it helps cover insurance and everything else.
Well, they have to have good numbers for what the jobs they do get. Otherwise, they still wouldn't be open. Because, mm-hmm. like I was mentioning, this place doesn't own the land, I guess. The way he worded it to me, he's renting the plot of land but owns the building for some reason. So I don't know what type of business deal where you buy the house but you don't own the land underneath.
Right.
But he took his entire life savings and bought that business from a friend. Like it was a large chunk of money. Mm-hmm. So, but they were doing good money at the time he sold it. So this business doing 15 to 20 grand a month is like 250 on a good day. You could sell it two to 250. You market it right. You get the right person in here. It would be great. The systems is what sucks because I'm the systems on most of the stuff. So like ordering, I don't have like a check-in system except for the paper invoices. Mm-hmm. Sure, I could use a CRM. It would make my life a little easier, but it'd be $1,000 a year I don't want to spend for something. I'm like, oh, remember the S21 FE that's pink. I got it. I'll remember. The nature of selling a business like that has to be stressful because any wrong move, you say the right, like if he was the person selling it today, in the same situation he bought it from, I don't think he would have bought it. You
know really? I mean?
You have to be the person who's like chipper and making money and everything looks good and the person you want to be because you have to want to be me. You know what I mean? If you wanted to buy this business today, you have to want to be doing what I'm doing because I'm the business owner. I'm expressing the work I do. It may not look like I do a lot. I get it. But there's certain days where it's like, go, 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 go. If I was dealing with just this business, awesome. Life would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Not a bad business. But
well, from what you've explained to me and from what I've witnessed while being here.
Yeah, it's I'm very transparent with a lot of things, and some people don't like that. Some people don't like to know everything. But me, I'm just, and if I have a conversation with someone and put it on the podcast, don't take offense if I tell you the same thing that I say on the podcast. I don't think it's wrong to tell the same information unless it's like, hey, this is a private conversation or if like it feels private, but there's so much of my shit is on social media. I just don't care. I think I'm better to like not care about it than if I was like private and cared about it.
You right.
know what I mean, I think I'm better off if it's like, cool.
Everything's out in the open.
Yeah. Cause then what can happen? Oh, you did this. Yeah. You didn't see last week's episode.
Yeah. Literally everybody knows. Yeah,
exactly. <God. laughs>
Acting like it's some private thing between you and me now.
Yeah. Could you imagine if you'd never been on social media and then you started something like this and people were like, he lives here. He does this. Oh my God, we found out. And then it was just.
Yeah, that'd be wild. Like you live under a rock and all of a sudden.
I think my brother hasn't had social media until he got an Instagram for his business. And he started live streaming and doing YouTube and stuff. And man, he did that back in like 2012 before it really took off, but he couldn't get any traction until his business in 2017, 2018. Got like 1,000, 2,000 followers for all this toy stuff, which is cool. But man, I guess he's in the market to sell his business now. I don't know what happened. He owns a business in Northern California where they buy, sell, trade. And so similar to me buying Mark's business, I got the same idea that my brother is just kind of fed up with his business. Mm-hmm. And so if those of you know my brother understand, he's been a jack of all trades, done a million things. Just this has been the last five, 6 years where he's really hit it hard. But he's got a friend named Malcolm who's been his like right-hand man for the last 10 years, basically calls him brother. My brother doesn't have a license. He's 35. Doesn't care to move out of my parents' house, just got engaged. The crazy thing is that all of a sudden, him and Malcolm, no longer friends, not talking. They're trying to sell the business and split.
Really?
Yeah. While I was out in California, that's the impression I was given. So I don't know what happened, but all I can say is that's crazy after like 12 years. So he's under the impression he's going to sell it swiftly. He had made a comment because everyone knows my issues with the business owner back in Sacramento. And it's a strictly getting paid on time issue. You know what I mean? It's the only problem he has. Everything else is good. He could use a little bit more marketing on certain areas, but he does a decent enough job. So the idea being, in passing, he was like, you know, if he doesn't do that business, give it to me. I'll manage it for you, and then I'll pay you a percentage of what it makes. And I was like, well, that's what I already have right now. I make 25% of what he makes, what he takes in. That's fine for me. That's just about as much as I made when people were stealing from me and I was making 40 grand. It's good. It's a livable wage. If I had nothing else going on, making $5,000 a month is still nearest 80 grand a year, just about, mm-hmm. You know, 60 something. I think it's 60 on the dot, 60 grand a year. There you go. That's good money. That's double what the minimum is. The median income, 35 grand.
Yeah.
You can still make a car payment, have fun, enjoy your life. 60 grand a year. So I was talking to my brother. I was like, well, why would you want to do that? Oh, I'm thinking of selling, splitting business, doing, you know, I got to get married. I got this and that. Like, that's the time for one hell of a life change. Because right. If you're going to, hey, I'm getting married, time to let go of my income stream. But I couldn't see. My brother has no interest, has never had interest in repairing electronics or being involved in business. Like, he's been involved in an online eBay store, and that's his business, where he'll buy products and then post them and buy products and post them. To me, I don't see that as a legitimate, taxable, licensed business. Mm-hmm. One, he doesn't have to have a business license. Two, he doesn't have a structure for his business. I think they have like a personal contract between them, but it's not something where you can expand more than what you can give. You know what I mean? They can't hire like 10 hands and then have them do the same thing. They're the only option.
Right.
My trade is I can install this to someone else, similar to burning a CD, just go, and I can build it. So I was surprised because I thought they'd be doing this for the rest of their life because I assumed it was good money. But that's not like a retail-sized business where you have to manage all your licenses, manage your taxes mm-hmm. regularly, manage all your expenses, manage all your property, manage all your inventory, manage all your people. And people's the hardest, always the hardest. Man, I took a serious thought about it because even my mother was like, oh, did you hear what's going on? And I told her what Kyle had said to me. And I was like, I don't think he could do it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'd surpass my expectations. I just don't think he'd be ready for that type of commitment.
Yeah.
Like at building a store. Because boy, that's a lot. And there's a lot of people who are 35 and above that have trouble, that think that they've experienced something for the last 10 years of their life and that they have knowledge from that and they are equipped with said knowledge. Like I worked at McDonald's for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. I can manage any business. Come on.
Right now we just have it in a testing state. It's not fully put together. Once we finish Once we finish all the testing on it, make sure that it's fully functional and there isn't anything else that you need to do for the PlayStation to make it 100%, or at least let you know that what all could be wrong with it. We'll end up, once we get past that part, we'll do a hard drive check. Once we get done with all that, figure it all out, we'll give you a call, let you know what's up. And then we'll put it back together after any other repairs if they are needed.
This is going to get juicy. This guy really wants his device back today and really just add pressure to us.
I think Seth is going to snap.
I think he'll snap soon. A couple more crazies, like truly crazies, and he'll have his moment. I had a guy named Tiny. This guy worked for me when I started my business for free. Mm-hmm. He was a friend from the days where we worked out at the... Let me go back. There was a repair store, a computer-only repair store out in Denio's Farmer's Market, where I started, which was a farmer's market. And they were right across, like, I'm here, here's the computer repair store. They had a physical store. I had a booth and a chair and a table that folded with a vinyl banner. And his name was Tiny, and there was his boss, John, or something. And it was, he's pissed. And they closed down. I was at Denio's for like a year, and I got them out of business, unfortunately. But Tiny offered to help me. So he was my first free employee. I didn't pay him for a year. He came all the way from like 45 minutes away. How pissed are you? Yeah, just staring, sitting, yes. Like, got to get it done now. Yes. So it works, though? It turns on?
Yeah.
I mentioned to her, I was like, I don't think you're going to have it done today. We told you we were going to call you. And she still sat here. And then did the husband get called?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Okay.
Did he ask, why can't we pick it up today, or what? I wonder if she told him how dirty it was and why we had to have it for an extra day. I don't know if I've explained this yet, but this PlayStation was like tier one. Creme de la creme of roach-eating motels. It was full. It was f***ing disgusting. My new ultrasonic needs a sanitation. Doubly. Like, I'm sure the pipes got bodies crawling.
God.
It was so bad. You could barely see through the water. It was like if you put corn nuts into boiling water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right? Corn nuts into boiling water? Okay. Yeah. That's what the bodies look like. Just cracked corn nuts.
Seth showed me a picture last night at the comic shop.
You still got to do your end video tomorrow, so do that tomorrow. Get the out of here. Go enjoy your night.
Seth reminds me of the second person that Jack Nicholson talked about.
He doesn't want to be on camera, even though he was like, oh, I'll be on the podcast. I'll be on the podcast. I'll be on. And he's like, no, I'm not going to be on the podcast. No, no, just blue in the face. No.
Seth isn't the one to explode.
No, he'll snap. Right away. So let me get back to Tiny. So Tiny worked for me for a year. He left. He got a job with Amazon running lines for like $80,000 a year. He was making good money. I was proud of him. Gave him a recommendation and everything because I didn't give him no money. Mm-hmm. But then he came back. I started paying him. I was like, okay, good. Dude, I'll pay you $17 an hour back when minimum wage was 10. It was good. I was like, dude, you're the computer expert. You can handle this shit. He got everything done quick and in a hurry. Trained him on a bunch of other stuff quick and in a hurry. Never had a problem, but he hated customer service. He was the nervous Nelly you didn't want talking to somebody because he would be talked into giving a discount. Sure, it's free. Just take it. Like, he was 6'4", but 6'5", I think. A twig, like a slender man with long hair down to his butt that braided most of the time.
And I wish I could have one of those people that tries to sell me a car and I'm just like, talk him down.
Be like, they'd have to get approval. That's the problem. Yeah. So Tiny, love this man. His real name's Phil. We called him Tiny because he's like he looked towering tall. He gets an African-American couple one day on a Sunday to come in. They just need a repair or something. Boom, gets the repair done. They come back like 45 minutes later, have an issue with the part that he put in. It's just not working. And he's like, hold on, calm down. Like, it does this. Big mistake. The woman goes off on him, like, you don't know what the fuck that is. Just, oh, we're going to do this. Start throwing shit. So he's like sitting there getting berated for an hour, for probably an hour. I'm probably exaggerating, maybe 30 minutes. They were going at him for a long time. He never called me until I looked at the camera that motion was detected in the back because he had slammed his hand with the force. I'm telling you, he could have cracked that wood in front of him because he'd been yelled at for like 45 minutes over the dumbest shit. And when he did that, the dude tried to jump over the front counter at him. And he kind of just pushed him back. Mm-hmm. And then it was the woman did, and then they started throwing shit in the store, and cops got called. And it was like, the cop said this. He was like, he'll go to jail. Customer won't. I'm like, why? Well, this is before the woke bullshit in California. So why? Well, that's a threat. Smacking your hand on the counter after they're already verbally abusing you, threatening to fuck your store up, saying that you're a piece of human, just berating you. And I'm like, you know, this is why school shooters go through what they do. Mm-hmm. Like, just imagine if I was sitting there alone for half an hour and just being bullied and bullied over some petty shit that was fixable and easy. And like, hey, we can do this. Just give me another hour. It was dumb.
Right.
But after that, he never worked for me again because he didn't want to do social media. He just didn't even pick up his check. Just left. Just
completely
ghosted. Didn't talk. Nothing. Didn't even post to Facebook for like 3 months. I was worried for him. But he came back, went back to his Amazon job, does great now. Congrats, Phil. But that's what I worry about with Seth, is mm-hmm. like getting one shitty customer to berate you in that way, like the shitty Samsung guy with the hydraulic fuel that your fluid that can't drive, that, you know, wants to get it done for free because we fixed it 2 weeks earlier, that doesn't want to pay to have it cleaned. Mm-hmm. Oh, what water damage? It's dry now. It should work. What's wrong with your parts? Those are the customers I think he'll snap for.
Yeah.
Just sitting there for the hour doing that PlayStation, he lost a part and he can't find right now. And then he's in a hurry and I'm like, dude, just relax. We'll 3D print one. We'll tape it together. It doesn't matter. It's an end back for a PlayStation power supply mm-hmm. on a cockroached system that's already been torn down. Yeah, it'll be fine. But it's funny because that's who he reminds me of. Mm-hmm. Then you go to... like someone like my brother hasn't ever dealt with retail crazies. So like Seth's got more experience in a retail setting than my brother does. He's never worked retail. He worked for Starbucks for like a week, got fired. He worked for a JCPenney's place. And then he's kind of just jumped odd jobs to odd jobs. I could not imagine him running a store where everyone's job is to be upset. Every customer's job is to be upset. And we're supposed to console you. You have a problem. We have to fix it. Mm-hmm. It's like coming to a psychiatrist. We're the f***ing electronic psychiatrist. We have to give you a plan to do better next time. We fix it, and then we're like, hey, here's how you treat it. Here's how you condition it. Here's the tactics in which to prevent doing the f***ing thing that you did. Don't throw it in the dishwasher. Don't be and cheat on your girlfriend and get it thrown at the wall. Don't be the asshole who gets drunk, tries to cheat on your girlfriend, and gets it thrown off the balcony. Don't be an asshole. You know? Or don't be the dumb kid that throws it in his bag and throws the bag up on the bleachers and then shatters his phone and says, oh, mom, it was in the bag. I don't know why it's broken. There's a million of those stories I could go through, but everyone's got the, it was on the nightstand and just randomly busted.
Yeah. One of the ones that I've heard while I was here, like last week, where a client came in and they were like, their son threw a fit about a game that they were playing and just smashed their iPad. That's the one that was bent where
the frame was bowed.
The frame was bowed and the glass, the tempered glass, was completely fine. But everything underneath it was shattered.
They were supposed to come in and pay me today because it's such a great cost. That part cost me almost $400 for that one. Mm-hmm. And then they keep giving me excuses why they can't come in and pay me. That's the very one we've kept using as a recommendation to get the vinyl screen protectors, and it's working as a sales pitch. So don't come in, don't grab your stuff. I'm using it as a tool for sales. And that's also something that, you know, I've learned over time is the story, somebody else's story is a good tool, like a really good tool in a retail setting. Mm-hmm. Somebody else could tell me, I went through X, Y, and Z, and this is how this happened. And then I can be like, well, I had a customer that had X, Y, and Z, and I can twist it a little bit, but you can use that as like a sales pitch to something else. This is why if they would have had this screen protector or this case, wouldn't have been an issue. You should get one today, $49.99 for a 360 bundle. Well, you want one for the iPad too? $79.99. We install it 15 minutes or less.
Was it last week or the week before where, like, so like a week prior, I had somebody come in for, they're wanting a shot. So I explained them all the shots that I had offered, and they got the B12 and then the bee sting shot, which is a B complex, which also helps with energy. And then they go to their friends and they're like, hey, you know, because they're feeling great. And their friends are like, well, like, where'd you get it? And they're explaining, like, yeah, there's this IV place that's behind Hector's. And they, when they were explaining to me, they were like, yeah, it kind of made it sound sketchy at first. But I was like, no, no, it's like in a salon. Because they were like, yeah, it's behind Hector's in an alley. And I was like, well, they're not wrong. I mean, it's alley adjacent, but.
I give the neighbors probably 6 months to a year. And at that point, if you haven't gotten whatever finality that you're choosing, whether it's going to Afghanistan, Iraq, Alaska, or just driving across the country, then I say you rent the one next door for $1,100 because it's half now. And they have that whole back place as like a psychiatrist wing where it's just two couches and a bunch of faux fur rugs. Looks amazing. But you rent that next door. They cut it, instead of it being that whole corner, they cut it into two individual places. So now it's going to be a tanning salon and a psychiatry wing.
Isn't somebody already using it?
Yeah, but I'm giving them 6 months to a year. They won't be around for long.
Oh, $1,100 is so expensive.
I'll pay half. I'll pay half, and I'll use it as storage. It's not a lot. It's not a lot for retail, because then the walk-in clients will be your double.
Yeah.
You'll stay busy because of that, especially in the summer months. You'll have people, oh, let me check in 15 minutes for an IV. Yeah, absolutely. You want a shot right now? Bing, bing. $200.
Well, right now I'm in talks with a contract, 13-week contract in Arizona, working for hospital / EMS combo, whatever.
Where in Arizona?
Good question. But
somewhere. I'll find that out and we'll let you know.
Yeah, somewhere in Arizona. And it's like, I think for medics, it's $40 an hour and $60 overtime with guaranteed 48 hours.
So 8 hours overtime, basically.
Yeah. And I think before taxes, they were like, it's like $4,100 biweekly.
Just mark exempt.
Do what?
Just mark exempt. $4,100.
Mark exempt?
Yeah. Mark your taxes exempt.
Like, what do you mean? What do I have to do for that?
Hold on. You don't know how to change your status? My wife used to do this all the time. She would change her, depending on if we were like outside of California or she's working from home, et cetera, what she was doing, she would change her tax status. Like, okay, I'm going to get a bonus in 2 weeks. I'm going to change my tax status so they don't tax the bonus to zero for exempt. So they won't tax the bonus. And at the end of the year, you can report that with your offsets or your, you know, deductions. Most of the time, she still got a big ass check from paying so much in the year, because you always get a refund when you're paying taxes. But if you got like 10 weeks you're working, I'd mark exempt and then be like, well, I also had all these exemptions while I was out there, and file it individually. Then you take home your $4,100 and say you spent, you know, $1,000 a week to live. They're going to be like, oh, okay. Well, I guess he owes no taxes.
Well, they're also paying for, well, like,
they housing. Don't need to know that. We're not talking about. That's my. Don't f*** yourself in the future, man. Save your money. Mark exempt from the taxes, especially in Arizona.
Why in Arizona? Are they like heavy on taxes?
Everywhere's heavy on taxes, but freaking Las Vegas, Oklahoma, and Texas.
I was going to say, like,
Florida's Texas, like, yeah.
There's no state tax.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about when I was working for medical jets, doing FEMA stuff in New York and Florida, because we got paid through the company in Texas. So we didn't have any state taxes we had to worry about. Going back to the patient, they told their friends about it. Mm-hmm. And then their friends came in like the next week and the patient. So then they got their shot. And then while they were getting their shot, they told more of their friends about it, which more of them started coming in that same day. I think that was the day I told you I like had 5 or 6 walk-ins of just shots.
But see, shots are only, what, $40?
$20 a piece. But so, still.
Yeah, but that's for something you could make $120 on, what is the cost on that? $5, $6?
For a shot?
Yeah.
B12 shot.
Your cost.
Yeah, my cost with for disposal. A B12 shot. Probably like $3.
All right, so $3. You're making $17 for an hour per shot per setup, you're going to say. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you got a setup appointment, drive to, drive away. You're going to say that it's going to cost you probably one customer to an hour. You're making $17 an hour.
That's practically what I was making working at the EMS base. It was eight. It was $1 more working at the EMS base.
I understand that. But there has to be something else you could make so much more and live, work less.
Well, technically, it'd be doubled because I got two shots. Each of those patients that came in all got two shots.
That's the idea. So do an upsell. If I don't sell a screen protector to a customer that's in here for an RMA, I'm losing. Mm-hmm. So like the guy who came in for a screen replacement today that was under warranty ended up buying a new battery and a screen protector. $140. My cost on that, $18 battery, $6 screen protector, $24, I made $140.
Yeah.
That's a good margin for 20 minutes of my time, and it came in for something else. So you have to have an upsell. Something, it's like I said, sell my first aid kit.
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen the roads out here? There's an emergency kit we sell. $25. Buy them on Amazon for 10. Just something.
Mm-hmm.
Having the inventory, I understand, and having the concern to upsell it is a big thing. You can make a bunch of money on that. Because if they're coming in there for health stuff, have you heard of ashwagandha or goji berries? We have all these vitamins. And they're over-the-counter meds.
I mean, I do want to get to that point where it's I can have those other vitamins and stuff to sell.
Yeah.
But that also takes more money. But
seed money.
Yeah, seed money. So if you're looking to invest. But each of those patients ended up getting two shots, and then I had the patient come back in. The original one that started the whole steamroll of getting all the other patients coming in, they came back today. And I asked them, I was like, well, how'd you feel? They're like, oh, I felt great. Like it lasted a month. So
now, for me, it's usually a couple of weeks with the
B12. Yeah.
At least because I got it right before I left. I'd say right until I got back. But I really should have gotten the full IV. That would have helped a lot. And then I didn't drink any water on that trip. I was just filled with alcohol and casino air, which is basically recycled tobacco air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your recycled fancy cigar air.
I know. That was for, I don't know why those Toros are the most expensive one they have, but it's so good. Have you smoked the Toro yet?
The Red Dot?
Yeah.
No, not yet. I was going to save it.
Gotta smoke that Red Toro.
Well, I want to smoke it, but I was going to smoke it with you next time. Next time you're in town.
Well, I got another one, so we'll smoke it.
And
we got to get some nice whiskey, though. Yeah. I want to try that with some whiskey.
I got some nice whiskey. I'll bring it next time. What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to be at home. That's where I'm going to be. At work, technically. Where else would I be? I'm a slave to the system.
Well, I'll bring it tomorrow. But that's the thing. Like, she brought in a bunch of more patients. Mm-hmm. They got talked into the extra shot, which helps, the bee sting shot, not just the B12 shot. And then they feel the effects.
So
now they become recurring patients that I see whenever they feel like they need their shot again.
You started doing the subscription, right?
Yeah, only one person did that, and then they stopped.
They didn't come back because you didn't rebill them, did you?
I didn't. I tried to ask you, and then I got busy. Then we got busy because I think that day I got called back out to the shop, and I didn't get to how to set it up on Square. But another patient that would see me for B12 shots. And they're also reoccurring patients for B12 shots. And their wife talked them into doing an IV, and they were, like, really skeptical about it. And I was like, well, you know, here's all the benefits. And they were like, all right, fine, I guess I'll do it. Then they came back, and I was like, are you here for just a B12 shot? Or because they were a walk-in. And they were like, no, I'm here for IV. I was like, yeah, how'd you feel about it? They were like, I really felt a big difference.
Let me ask you something. So one IV and the works, right? If I want B12, the bee sting, everything you offer today, how much would it cost me, a walk-in client?
So you want, like, everything?
Everything.
It's $200. That's a Myers.
Basically, that's everything, right? Mm-hmm. So what if I wanted that every month for 12 months? What's the lowest you can sell it to me for if I paid you in one price today? Because it's a total of $2,400 if I came in monthly, right?
If you wanted to, like, lump sum it?
Yeah. If I wanted to buy 12 shots, 12 bundles today and come in monthly.
I could do $300 off and add some shots in between.
Yeah.
So you could get, so after you get your Myers done, your once a month Myers, you'll have access to a B12 and B complex shot that'll be included for free with the $300 off.
So then what I would do, if you're not going to do subscriptions, you haven't set them up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd start offering quarterly and yearly bundles. You know how many people would be like, hold on, I can save $500 on $2,400?
Yeah.
especially the big dogs who are just like, hey, I'll call you when I'm coming in, get it ready. You got my info. It's already paid for. Boom. You got third. They want to come in 2 weeks instead of a month. All right. I got the fourth. That would be an option too.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of good marketing posts, you know, a couple of ad dollars spent. You can have that. That would be nice.
Yeah. I need some of those big wig people to come in.
That's the thing. You got to go out to those ranches, man. Just be like, hey, I'm here to check on you guys' blood pressure. Make sure you're all right. Just doing free evaluations right now. I just need to see hydration, blood pressure, ecstasy. The whole thing is do a little checkup. Like you're the professional. Yeah. And you'd be like, hey, what we offer is maintenance and hydration. Here we are. We're here to offer it to you mobile. We'll come at your discretion. Get rid of the Hawaiian shirts.
Why? They're
even scrubs are better.
They're my aesthetic.
If I bought you scrubs.
This is what helps me stand out.
And it would stand out at a party. As a hangout, but as a business professional, I'm telling you, just do the top scrub. Just the thing, boom, logo, the whole nine with the stripe up the center. It'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
That also would fit in more at those ranches, like a veterinarian and whatnot. And they'd see it like, oh man, look at this guy. That's an option.
I know.
But you're fighting the idea of putting more money in. Me, I'm like, you got opportunity to expand. See, my brain's up. I'm not even in your business, but I'm in your business. So if you need some tips, our email is there again. We'll help you.
Like, yeah, like I know what you're talking about. It's just having that disposable income as well. Because, I mean, everything that I have right now
goes straight to bills.
Yeah. Yeah. Straight to office supplies.
I don't know why. Dude, I will give you a space here for free.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you pay for that. That is so small. Legitimately so small. I'm concerned for you. Like you got their storage in the back, hook people up here. Like I wanted to turn this into a fucking studio where it's just a couple of chairs and like your office chair, you know, I just want a seat on a couch, a little table, a fucking sign, or maybe a TV up here just to hang out and chat with people. Four chairs, you know, that would be the dream. But I bought this thing when I thought that the whole Joe Rogan podcast thing was the best, and I paid $900 for this table, and then I put a bunch of holes in it, and I was like, it's no big deal, I'm a woodworker now, I can fix it. I don't want to fix it. I want to buy a very large conference table that looks very small on camera.
It's, you like know,
that, put your own sign up.
I was also gonna add, if some patients are comfortable to have like the chairs or whatever, have patients on the podcast while they get their IVs.
That'd be good. You could do another podcast called Getting Juiced. I wonder if there's a name. Just tell me about your mazza. But I think that would be a good podcast name, Hydration Station, or the Hydration something, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you could do a whole separate, or because you don't have to be during business hours,
right?
It could be during business hours, Hydration Station, or like the Mr. Jimenez show, you know. Just
I think that'd be a pretty neat idea.
There's all kinds of ideas. I come up with a lot now, chasing just a few, because that's what I do. I'm like a puppy and I chase the ball, and then it's the tennis court, so there's so many balls to chase, and it's like, I'm tired. I'm taking a nap. But no, because like the thing that I need to do in the next 30 days is Made by Love is going to get a revamp. It's going to be strictly soaps, balms, salves. So we got to do that. Rudo's in, a 16-year-old Rudo took a plane today for the first time ever. He's in Dubai.
Nice.
Our editor has used my fucking money to go to Dubai. How many of you content creators out there can ever say that you let your editor go on a full-fledged vacation with his parents, paid for by your wages? I don't think many have. I think most of you guys are like, for donations, we get donations and pay our mods. You know, we pay our mods by donations and like back tap. Yeah, no, congrats, Rudo. That's really cool. I haven't been to Dubai, and he's 16 and he's gone to Dubai. He could run from the military service there.
No, that's pretty awesome, though.
I was surprised.
I was just having a heck of a time whenever I started traveling and doing contract work.
I know. Just living it up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I wouldn't be what's the word? Encroaching. Encroaching?
Encroaching.
Into your space.
The amount of customers you get, I don't, unless you were having like 40 people a day, mm-hmm. that'd be like, oh, there's a problem. No, you're going to be fine. You'll be fine. The only thing is I got to figure out how to move this, mm-hmm. you know, because then you'd have a private space. Otherwise, like the front of the store and that big ass window is not really a private space, you know, and my office is definitely not a private space for your customers. But other than that, that'd be perfect. It's just your cost, man. On that place, if you don't understand, he is in.
I guess they can't see because I also.
This is how big his office is, and here's how much room he takes up as a person.
Are you calling me fat?
No, that's I take up the same room, but you can fit four people with your equipment in there. Mm-hmm. That's about it. Everyone else waits in the lobby of the other place, and they get to sell you things. Because they have, like, buy our package, buy our nails, buy our beauty, buy our wax, buy our back spot, whatever. It's a small place. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. For the amount of money you're paying, you should have an office somewhere that is, like, 10 by 12 at least. The square the cost on square footage you're paying is nuts.
Yeah.
That's almost, like, $10 a square foot, 40 feet. It's like an 8 by 8 room. It's not even 8 by 8. It's like 8 by 6.
And could you believe the room I was in initially was smaller?
Like a closet.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's just you got to go up and up somewhere. So yeah. If you want to cut that cost, I'm there for you. Totally fine. The idea is there.
No, I mean, I'd be down. And yeah, I mean, I've had customers that I've told about you.
I know. I talk about you all the time, too. Look at that.
They were like, yeah, you know, I've been having some photo shoots. And I was like, well, you know what? I know a guy.
You know what you need for that? An IV.
Yeah.
And a tempered screen protector.
You mean a vinyl?
No. Tempered, because you're sending them to the vacuum place. They're right next to you. And it would have been hand in hand if you got friendly with them. But no, you're friendly with me, and I get to complain about everyone else and all my family members trying to run businesses and all this stuff. And it's a good day. We're happy today, because it was busy as and it was slow as the same day. It's been one hell of a hump day, would you say?
Yeah.
He was just here.
Whenever I come around, you guys get busy.
He was here for like 2 hours earlier, and I was staring at YouTube, just doing this on the computer screen so he could see. And I was like, oh, that's a fun trailer. That's a fun movie. This would be cool. I should grab some lunch. I'm not going to eat. I should drink water. I'm not going to drink. And then what happened? It was like I did one thing, and then boom, 10 people came in. Seth sold a $500 phone.
Nice.
Good job, Seth. He gets commission on that. He'll ask me for it in 2 weeks. And you know, I underpaid him on last week's check, don't tell him, but technically he underpaid himself because mm-hmm. of his logs, and I was gone, so I didn't get to correct the logs, but I said, you know, here, process the payroll, handle it like this. And then I just felt bad, so you know, I'm gonna pay him this coming week. But boy, it was really funny how he undercut himself and didn't even notice, like, hey, my hours, you know, I worked like 10 extra hours, but I got paid less. America. Just probably more taxes, making more, you know? Now, I mentioned he didn't get his commissions. He'll get those next week on payroll. So, because nice. I wasn't here to process any of the extra funds. Also, didn't burn the store down, so he'll probably get a bonus for that.
Yeah.
He's doing all right. He's just got a couple of breakages that he worries more about than anything. Because techs break shit every day. Mm-hmm. Every day, some tech breaks something stupid. And they're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I almost tore some guy's face ID off earlier, trying to take a battery out of a phone, the battery and upgrade. And they were talking to me, talking about some, I just got confused. I was like, I almost dropped the phone. And that, if that cable rips, I would have had to buy him a whole new phone. So luckily I didn't, but it's been a great day in Woodward, Oklahoma. We appreciate you. Dream big, do your thing, figure your stuff out. You need help with it. Email again, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you later.